Nicholas, Nicholas Radcliffe, Radcliffe. Patient was born 6/3/83. Today is 5/29. Chief complaint, rash, number one. Number two, dizziness. Next one was arm pain. Next one was right elbow pain. Next one was left leg pain. Next one was abdominal pain off and on. Next one was nausea. Next one was lymphadenopathy. Next one was histofibromyalgia. Next one was vertigo. Next one was palpitation. Next one was my symptoms have gotten so much worse since I had COVID. Next one was patient has had COVID August of this last year and then a year before that. Next number, never been vaccinated against COVID-19. 39-year-old gentleman, married for a few years, doesn't have any children, works at Walmart, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He looks much younger than stated age, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. For the past 7 to 10 days, off and on, period. Periocarp, he's got itching that's spreading along with other symptoms that was mentioned. There's very minimal redness or urticaria noted on his arms and legs, and there's no evidence of other lesions present. COVID immunization, non-family history. No coronary artery disease, no diabetes, no colon cancer. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has stepchildren, works at Walmart, doesn't have, is married. Surgery, right knee surgery, medical problems, fibromyalgia, medication, he's taken tramadol, duloxetine, and other vitamins. He's been checked for celiac spruce and has seen Dr. Kreit, K-R-E-I-T-T, for his issues and problems in the past, has had multiple blood work because of his COVID, has had testing done for rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory type disease, and he's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, period. On exam, he weighs 125 pounds, no significant change, 97%, 97.8, 16, 75, 115, over 79. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixed with heavy skin, shows very mild papular, macular papular rash over arms and legs, or mucosal lesion, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, as far as the urticaria is concerned, we'll treat as allergic reaction with a Decadron 8 milligram now, Medrol, Dospac, and Atarax. Next number, as far as his symptoms of dizziness is concerned, we looked at his carotid. Could it be related to fibromyalgia or long COVID? Most likely. Next number, we looked at his heart because of palpitation. We looked at his lower extremity because of leg pain, arm pain, and upper extremity because of elbow pain. No evidence of vascular disease was found. Next number, he does have mild prostate symptoms. He does have a slight BPH. Abdominal pain was worked up with an abdominal ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Patient's neck pain and lymphadenopathy was evaluated via ultrasounds, and no abnormality was noted in the area neck, no extra lymphadenopathy except for shoddy lymphadenopathy, which can be normal, and no other nodules or nodes noted. Next one was fibromyalgia. Next one was he wants no treatment. Next one was status post long workup for fibromyalgia and long COVID, except for the ultrasounds that were completed today. Next one's come back next week. Next one's, as far as blood work is concerned, he's had multiple blood work done for multiple issues and problems, and he's going to get a copy of that. Next number, we also talked about a gluten-free diet that has helped some people with these type of symptoms, and he's going to try it with the help of his wife after a long discussion with him today. Thank you.